It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and from sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SouthernGospelBlog.com. The stork has arrived, and it's a girl for Nick and Jessica Trammell. The Trammell and Brown families are pleased to announce the birth of Tessa Nicole Trammell, born on June the 21st at 1:18 a.m. at St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. She weighed 8 pounds and 5 ounces and was 21 inches long. Both mom and baby are home and doing well. While we're talking about new additions, here is a list of new CD projects that will hit store shelves this month. On July the 17th, you can look for Nothing But Love from Brian Free and Assurance, Daywind Records. Based on a True Story, The Akins from Sunlight Crossroads. And Songs I Grew Up Singing from Gordon Moat, New Haven, Provident, Integrity. On the 31st of this month, you can look for Top 12 Southern Gospel Songs of 2012. That's from New Haven, Provident, and Integrity Music. Also, Till the Storm Passes by Linda Randall from Gaither Music. And maybe you're a songwriter and wondering, how could I get one of my songs on one of these new projects? Well, Chris Allman of Greater Vision wrote a great article for SouthernGospelBlog.com on the process of pitching a song to an artist. And I quote from the article, "If you're trying to get a song pitched and recorded, there are a few things you need to do that will give you much better odds of success. Number one, record a good demo. Often on the road, writers will come up to me or Rodney, speaking of Rodney Griffin, and give us an envelope with lyrics enclosed. While the lyric is truly the most important element of a song, it doesn't do us any good if we can't hear what the song is supposed to sound like. It's going to cost you a little, but it will be worth it if it gets the song a listen and possibly a cut. Number two, make connections. Go to concerts and get to know the ones singing the music. Now, I don't suggest you walk up to the table," he writes, "and introduce yourself as a songwriter. I mean, really get to know the singers." And he goes on to number three, secure a publisher. This is important for obvious reasons. First of all, you need to protect your creations, and a good publisher will make sure all your bases are covered in regards to copywriting. Second of all, a good publisher has connections that you don't have and will pitch your music for you. You may want to be self-published, he writes, so you can keep all of the royalties, but if you aren't an established writer, you need to be willing to part with publishing royalties so that you might experience some success. Words of wisdom from Chris Allman, and if you'd like to read the entire article, make sure you visit this site, SouthernGospelBlog.com. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News this morning is brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe.